Good morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. It is a joy to be with you today and to be here again. I was thinking about it that it's been almost 25 years. I was here as a catechumen. My family and I were here as a catechumen in 96. And this is my first time back here since then. And so we're as a priest now. And so it's a joy to be here, and I thank God for what God is doing here among you, and that our family is here with you and connects us. So you might be seeing me every once in a while coming around. Today's gospel, we see in here what many know of, even in the secular world, as the golden rule, where it says, "As you wish men that you would do to you, so do to them." This idea of doing good to those others so that they might be do good to you, or vice versa, do good to others, or do as others do to you, so do to them. This rule is actually found not just in Christianity, but it's found in ancient texts of other religions, pre-Christian or pre-incarnation of Christ to the world. But what we see in this here, we see the perfection of our faith. And we see the heavenly extent that our faith goes beyond what other faiths or religions would teach. In that what Christ continues to say afterwards, "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same." So Christ takes this and elevates it over what others, what even we might say mankind, would come up with their own reasoning. In our own reasoning, we can come up with the fact that, well, I should do good to others, and then they'll do good to me. Or if I want others to do good to me, I should do good to them. This is just human reasoning and makes sense. If you pay someone who does work for you, you should expect to pay them. They should be grateful that you pay them, and they should expect payment back. And so this reasoning is very worldly and not so heavenly as what Christ talks about. Because Christ elevates it to the point where we have to love our enemies. When we think about enemies, it's sometimes maybe difficult for us to identify who are our enemies. As Christians, we're not supposed to have enemies, are we? We're supposed to love everyone. So to call someone an enemy is almost kind of paradoxical, because I'm not supposed to have enemies. So if I don't have enemies, how can I love them? Well, that's the fact, is if you don't have enemies, you are loving. You are doing what you're supposed to do, because as a Christian, we cannot really call anyone enemy. We can't call them enemies, but yet we all have enemies. Enemies are something that conjure up that come from what we would say war. In war, you have enemies. So if we're going to determine who are the enemies that Christ is saying we should love, of course we can think of the martyrs who died at the hands of people, and they loved them, even prayed for them, asking God to forgive them, Christ being the prime example, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." But when we think of enemies, again, we think about war. And so if we're going to think about who are the enemies we need to be forgiving, we have to ask ourselves, who am I at war with in my heart? And that, I then begin to identify people in my life. Like the person who cuts me off on the highway and doesn't pay any attention to what he's done. And I immediately lash out. And believe me, I do. Forgive me, God. I lash out. I've made an enemy by thinking in that way towards that person. Because they've done me harm in a sense, or they possibly have done me harm. And so what do? I lashed out. Who else am I at warring with? Maybe it might be someone at my workplace who does the thing that I always hate. And I war within my heart when I see them doing it. And by warring, again, war is the thing that I want to focus on. Who are you warring with? Who are you angry with? Who are you frustrated with? That's the person you have to lay your life down for. That's the person you have to say, Lord, help them. Lord, I forgive them. Lord, I won't hold this against them. In fact, I will let them do what they are doing, believing that they know what they're doing. Isn't that a hard thing to do? To believe that someone knows something more than you know? Or what I know? I think it should be done this way. I have the best way of doing it. I've figured it out. I've thought about it. I've figured out all the different angles. And yet this person has come up with a different way of doing it. Oh, that upsets me. I begin to war in my heart against them. And I can hold it against them, and I can go tell people about it. Did you see what that person was doing? I can't believe they're doing it. You're creating a big war now. You're creating war in other people's lives. And you're making enemies. We are making enemies by doing that. And so Christ is really speaking about those closest to us, or those who are always around, who we cannot allow them to be enemies to us. St. Paul said in his epistle, consider others better than yourself. I remember in high school, I was very active in sports. And in sports, baseball, basketball, different things, you have to be the best. You have to consider yourself the best. You have to proclaim yourself the best. We had great cheerleaders who all told us that we were the greatest and the best, the biggest, the fastest. And I believed all of it. Of course, we're the best. There's no doubt about it. And I remember my brother-in-law coming to me one day and said to me, you know, you're really prideful. And I was in high school at this time. You're really prideful. I go, well, yeah, so what? Hey, well, you really think you're better than everyone else. Well, yeah, of course. I just couldn't conceive of, just being raised in that atmosphere, I just couldn't conceive it. And he quoted me that scripture that I just said from St. Paul. But St. Paul says that we're supposed to consider others better than ourselves. Oh, wow, it rocked me. I said, no, he couldn't have said that. And I went, he showed it to me, and I said, this makes no sense. And it afflicted me. It persecuted me, that verse. Because I knew the truth of it, yet I didn't know how to apply it. Because I just, as a young person full of myself, it was hard. But through the years, it has continued to chip away at me. To this day, it still chips away at me. It still is persecuting my heart, my hard heart. And so that when someone is, now I'm a priest, I'm a pastor, I have a group of people that look to me for guidance, and what I've learned over the years is that they know more than me. They know more than me. And I need to consider them better than me. And not to see myself as being something that I'm not, or want to be, or think in my concept of who is, what is. And Christ is a great example of this. Christ who the uncontainable one, allowed himself to be contained within the Virgin, and then became and lived among us as a servant. Him just taking on our flesh was a condescension that none of us can even conceive of what that meant. The uncreated became a creature and lived among us. So Christ is our example. He is our example of how we live with one another. And ultimately, this verse here, if you love only those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. This really pertains to us as we live in the church with one another. How we approach how things are to be done in the church. I think if any of us could just consider that one verse, consider others better than yourself, the church will be at peace. There will be peace. Because we will listen to one another. we will consider what each other has, what each one brings to this beautiful community that God has brought here and is building and working in. And by doing that, we lay our lives down for one another. We consider someone else's way more important than our way. And we find out that it truly is the golden rule of life to love those who come to you. And we then show the superiority of our faith, that our faith conquers this world. It conquers the hate. It conquers the frustration. It conquers the anger. Because when it's conquered in us, then we have peace. And that's what Christ comes to bring us, peace with ourselves and with one another. May his peace rest upon us this day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God.